KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear, 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high around 73. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Atlantic Fire and Rescue, along with Medevac Ambulance, was called to the scene of a tractor rollover about 3 miles south of Atlantic near 620th and Keystone Road Wednesday afternoon. The call about the accident at 60686 620th Street, or Olive Street as it's known here in Atlantic, came in at around 4:12 p.m. Law enforcement on the scene reported a man later identified as Ben Nevins was partially trapped under the fender of the tractor but was conscious and breathing. He was able to free one of his legs by the time authorities arrived. Authorities said Nevins had been mowing a lawn using a medium-sized tractor equipped with a belly mower. When the tractor entered the ditch, it rolled onto its side, and as it began to roll, Nevins tried to jump clear, but the tractor rolled onto his leg just above the ankle. He was transported by Medevac Ambulance to the Cass County Hospital to be checked for injuries and treatment as necessary. And according to reports, personnel from a tiling company working nearby used their backhoe to lift the tractor off Nevins. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests on Wednesday. James Kermit Cook of Greenfield was arrested on an Adams County warrant for two counts of third-degree sexual abuse. Cook was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $10,000 cash-only bond. And Darrell Hayes of Creston was arrested on an Adams County warrant issued by the Creston Police Department for operating while intoxicated, first offense. Haynes was posted a $1,000 bond and was released. A Southwest Iowa pastor has been given 25 years in prison for sexually abusing a 5-year-old girl. Roger Kissel was sentenced Wednesday in Sydney. In March, a Fremont County jury convicted the 68-year-old Kissel of sex abuse and two counts of lascivious acts with a child. When he was arrested, Kissel was a passenger of the non-denominational Sydney Cowboy Church. Police have said the allegations weren't connected to the church. The crimes occurred in 2013. Sheriff's deputies in Cass County arrested two people on drug charges this week. On Monday, 35-year-old Tabitha Lynette Clark of Atlantic turned herself into the Cass County Jail on a sheriff's office warrant for possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine. Clark was booked into the jail and was released later that day on $10,000 bond. On Tuesday, 27-year-old Cassandra Rose Mesa of Madison, South Dakota, was arrested on a Cass County Sheriff's Office warrant on felony charges that include use of a minor in drug trade and conspiracy to deliver methamphetamine. Mesa was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $20,000 bond. Also arrested Tuesday was 33-year-old David Anthony Walling, Jr. of Council Bluffs, who was taken into custody on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Walling was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $10,000 bond. On Wednesday, 28-year-old Anthony James Crum of Omaha, Nebraska, was arrested on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for felony theft in the first degree. Crum was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $10,000 bond. An incident of apparent road rage late Wednesday morning in Red Oak resulted in an arrest. Red Oak police say 38-year-old James Donald Watkins of Red Oak was arrested in the 100 block of West Coolbaugh Street following an incident that took place between Watkins and another driver. Watkins was charged with simple assault and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. Police in Red Oak say they're looking for any tips that may lead them to the driver of a vehicle that struck a park SUV Wednesday afternoon. The owner of a 2006 Dodge Durango reported to authorities an unknown vehicle hit the SUV, which was parked in the 2000 block of Sunny Slope Drive in Red Oak. Markings on the SUV indicated the vehicle responsible was green and would have been traveling southbound on Sunny Slope Drive sometime between 12:30 and 1 p.m. Wednesday. Damage to the Durango was estimated at $500. A man from Western Iowa has been arrested on preliminary attempted murder and kidnapping charges after authorities say he tied a cinder block to his ex-girlfriend and tossed her into the Spring River in Cherokee Village, Arkansas. Sharp County, Arkansas Sheriff's Detective Jimmy Bennett said that 45-year-old Jerry Dean Clark of Glenwood was being held in the Sharp County Jail on a $250,000 bond. Clark kidnapped 44-year-old Catherine Lynn Jones at the Days Inn Hotel on April 20th, according to court documents. The sheriff says that after Jones emerged from the river, Clark tied her to a tree and hit her. She managed to free herself and float 2 miles downstream before calling for medical attention at a residence. Clark will face formal charges in Sharp County, Arkansas Circuit Court on May the 12th. In the funeral announcements, Mark Kemp, age 80, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the home of his daughter in Dallas Center. Funeral services for Mark Kemp will be today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Sharon Linthicum, age 77, of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Creston. Funeral services for Sharon Linthicum will be on Friday at 11:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Marge Porter, age 93, of Greenfield, died March the 30th. Celebration of life services for Marge Porter will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Helen Bodler, age 91, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A mass of Christian burial for Helen Bodler will be on Monday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. And Marlon Mike Lilly, age 82, of Des Moines and formerly of Greenfield, died Wednesday in Johnston. Services for Marlon Mike Lilly are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.